We've heard a lot about derivatives as a negative thing during the economic downturn, but could they also be a solution for small farmers in developing countries, a kind of insurance? We're going to talk about it in a moment. First, though, here's some of the news stories that we're following at 30 minutes after the hour. We're going to go back to President Obama's decision to withdraw 33,000 troops from Afghanistan by the fall of next year. Even after that drawdown, about 70,000 American troops will still be in Afghanistan. That's until the full transfer of security responsibility to the Afghans by 2014. President Obama acknowledged there may be some dark days ahead.
We won't try to make Afghanistan a perfect place. We will not police its streets or patrol its mountains indefinitely. That is the responsibility of the Afghan government.
This morning, France announced a phased withdrawal of its 4,000 soldiers that mirrors the U.S. pullout. And NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the Allied military effort has paid off.
The tide is turning. The Taliban is under pressure everywhere. The Afghan security forces are getting stronger every day.
So what do Afghans think? This Kabul resident tells our partner, the BBC, he'll be watching.
The whole world has been involved in bringing fighting to Afghanistan. So the world has the responsibility to end the war as well.
This morning, Afghan President Hamid Karzai made some remarks and said his country is ready to stand up and defend itself. Some other news we're following. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake hit northern Japan this morning. No reports of injuries. Longtime Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger has been arrested in Santa Monica, California. That ends a 16-year international manhunt for one of the most wanted. And Churchill Downs, home of the Kentucky Derby, was hit possibly by a tornado. It knocked over a barn and workers had to corral some of the horses that got free. Checking the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and so are futures. The Dow will start at 12,109, the S&P at 1,287, and the NASDAQ at 2669. Give us your thoughts on the news. Reach us by phone, email, or at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
And continuing with that, soybean futures are up this morning. Wheat futures down. Pork bellies, though, are staying pretty flat this morning. Volatile food prices may be reflected at the price of food at the grocery store. But one way that traders in commodities hedge their bets on volatile commodity prices is to play the derivatives market. And we want to get some insight into something we reported on yesterday. The World Bank and J.P. Morgan are teaming up with a plan to get farmers in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, and other developing countries, some protection of their own in this regard by encouraging them to buy insurance in the derivatives market, basically hedging their bets in case the price goes in a direction that's going to hurt them. And, of course, farmers are making their own bets on the price of food every time they put seeds into the ground. Javier Blas joins us once again, commodities editor for the Financial Times. Javier, it's great to have you back on the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think of this idea, and how exactly would it work? Would the World Bank actually encourage already cash-strapped little farmers in, say, Botswana to throw cash into the derivatives market?
Well, what the World Bank is going to do is try to help not just the individual farmers, but when farmers are getting together into, let's say, cooperatives, or the other side, when a developing country is importing food and you have a little food processing company who is buying, let's say, wheat to make some bread. So those kind of small cooperatives and companies are going to get, first, the World Bank is making these instruments more accessible, and also the World Bank is going to take some of the risk. One of the main problems these companies have is that they have very little money, so they don't have credit, so they cannot go to the Wall Street banks and say, I want this instrument. And the World Bank is going to do, is going to underwrite that credit risk, so helping these companies to be able to access the derivatives market for the first time.
All right, so I'm a farmer. Here's how this works. I make an investment in seed and in labor, in planting a field of wheat or soybeans. Now, at the same time I do that, I make an alternative investment because I'm assuming that the price of soybeans is going to go up. At least it's going to go up enough to justify my investment in planting. I make a counter bet by saying, all right, if soybeans go down, I'm going to pay for an insurance policy, buy one of these instruments that will pay me a set price of soybeans. And if the soybean price actually goes up, I lose that money. But if it goes down, I'm covered, and the World Bank's going to give me a credit line to actually make that investment, right?
Exactly. That's how it works. Every time that a farmer, you said perfectly, every time that a farmer is putting a seed on the market, he's taking a huge risk because he doesn't know what the price of soybean, corn, or wheat is going to be in 6 months' time that he's going to be harvesting his crop. So take what is happening now. The price of corn worldwide is very high, about $6, $6.50 a bushel. It's a fantastic price, and every farmer knows that if the price stays at that level, he's going to make a fantastic return on all his effort. But it's taking a huge risk because he doesn't know what the price is going to be in 6 months' time. It could be 6.5, as is today. It could be 10, and he will be making a lot of money. But it could be only 3, and then he will make no money whatsoever, and he's not going to have anything at all. So what the World Bank is saying, instead of just going, what you know, in Wall Street say, going naked, just take some insurance and say, okay, I want to say that at least going to forward sell my crop, so at this current price of 6.5, so whatever it happens, I know that I'm going to make some money. Yes, they're going to leave on the table some of the upside, but also they're going to be protected to all the downside.
Why has this not been available in the past? It seems to me a much better idea than what is traditionally done, where governments subsidize farmers, basically pay them to plant crops no matter what the price is.
Well, the main problem, this has been used bread and butter for farmers in the United States for many years, and that was the reason why the Chicago Board of Trade existed and also the agricultural exchange in Kansas City and Minneapolis. And it's exactly the same reason why we have agricultural exchanges here in Europe, for example, in Paris or in Australia in Sydney or in South Africa in Johannesburg. But for emerging countries, this has been very difficult because one of the main problems is that you need a robust banking system. They don't have it. Also, you need companies to have in some money so they are able to pay for this financial insurance or the hedging, as the traders call it. What the World Bank is going to be doing for the first time is saying, okay, I will help you guys. I'm going to put some of my money on the table so you could go to J.P. Morgan and buy this insurance. And at the same time, J.P. Morgan, for taking this business and making for sure some money, is going to say, I will match what the World Bank puts on the table. So the World Bank is saying, I'm going to put $200 million of risk on the table. J.P. Morgan is saying, I will put another $200. And that means how the market works, that you could protect commodity price up to $4 billion. That is quite a lot when we're talking about developing countries.
No, and it gives them the exact same advantage that an Iowa farmer has on the Board of Trade when they hedge their bets as well. You know,
exactly. What the farmers in America do these days is that they are used with their laptop on the cabin of the tractor in Iowa, just making sure as they are planting their corn, they're already buying protection to be sure that they're going to get a good return. Farmers in cooperatives in Latin America, Africa, and Asia are going to be able to do exactly the same.
And, you know, this will help deal with the food instability that's caused so much political instability around the world that we talk about all the time. You know, Javier Blas of the Financial Times, what one consequence of this is going to be?
Yeah.
You're going to be a global star. I mean, people in Africa are going to be like looking at Javier Blas every morning. And their farms.
Well, I think that one of the things is happening now is that with the new spread of information, I'm absolutely surprised when you go to, I have been visiting farmers in the middle of nowhere in Kenya or Ethiopia, where they know exactly what the price of wheat and corn was in Chicago. Internet and mobile phones are a fantastic tool that they are transforming global agriculture. And that's one of the reasons this project could take off.
Commodities editor and global commodities economic star Javier Blas, a commodities editor for the Financial Times, talking about opening the derivatives market for the emerging farmers in Latin America, Africa, and elsewhere. Thanks, Javier.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.